The Century of Strangers.
These days, it feels to me like you make a devil's pact when you walk into this country. You hand over your passport at the check-in, you get stamped, you want to make a little money, get yourself started, but you mean to go back. Who would want to stay? Cold, wet, miserable, terrible food, dreadful newspapers. Who would want to stay? In a place where you are never welcomed, only tolerated, just tolerated. Like you are an animal, finally housebroken. Who would want to stay? But you have made a devil's pact. It drags you in and suddenly you are unsuitable to return. Your children are unrecognizable. You belong nowhere. This has been the century of strangers, brown, yellow and white. This has been the century of the great immigrant experiment. It is only this late in the day that you can walk into a playground and find Isaac Lung by the fish pond, Danny Rahman in the football cage, Kwonga Rook bouncing a basketball, and Erie Jones humming a tune. Children with first and last names on a direct collision course. Names that secrete within them mass exodus. Cramped boats and planes, cold arrivals, medical checkups. It is only this late in the day, and possibly only in Willesden, that you can find best friends Sita and Sharon, constantly mistaken for each other because Sita is white. Her mother liked the name. And Sharon is Pakistani. Her mother thought it best less trouble. Yet, despite all the mixing up, despite the fact that we have finally slipped into each other's lives with reasonable comfort, like a man returning to his lover's bed after a midnight walk. Despite all this, it is still hard to admit that there is no one more English than the Indian. No one more Indian than the English. There are still young white men who are angry about that, who will roll out at closing time into the poorly lit streets with a kitchen knife wrapped in a tight fist.